Hello and welcome to, well, it's experience share, but let me, so we used to do for ads when advertisers were interested in the show.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
This joke where we talked about bad Pokemon ripoffs. And the joke was we did it for the ads. It was all like a joke. It was like, oh, we can do a podcast about this. It's like this obvious Pokemon ripoff. And it's like, but we're not going to, so you can do it. And right. Then, you know, go get Squarespace or whomever.
Yeah. Famously.
Now we're doing that. We polled all of you. Hello. My name, by the way, is...
Do you know?
Yeah, I have to remember his name. My name is Tannerzy.
The monkey one?
Yeah, he's like a little weed monkey.
Isn't it literally called Tannerzy?
It's called Tannerzy.
So why wouldn't you just be Tannerzy?
Well, because that's its name.
Yeah. It's your name, too.
Okay, fine. I'm Tannerzy.
Yeah.
He's a little weed monkey. He's also my You Make Me Barf Palmon of the Week. Hello, by the way, everyone. This is Experience Share. We're doing Palmon.
Introduce me.
And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Fielpresso.
Depresso.
Yeah, there's a guy called Depresso. He's like a bummed out, like, purple blob.
Yeah, that is me.
Or like blue. He looks like, don't talk to me till I've had my coffee.
I've been there.
I like him. We're doing Pal World.
Yeah.
We polled all of you. You were very clear. You said, do not do Pal World. Not interested. Please go back to Unite. Well, guess what? We're doing both.
Yeah, we're doing both. And that's for you, bug catchers, because we love you so much.
We're doing Pal World first because we're going to have Greg Leatherman on next week to talk about Unite.
Yeah, because we realize that while we consider ourselves somewhat of experts at Pokemon Unite at this point, we also had a couple of comments from bug catchers saying that Greg is actually like a journeyman.
A peer.
Yeah. Yeah, a peer. Yeah. Yeah. And plays it every day and stuff.
Great.
So
it'll
he's going
to
come on.
Nice to have him on to talk about this stuff and how, like, the challenges of the game and kind of getting to that, like, kind of the challenges of getting the intermediate rank.
Yeah.
All right, Joshua, we're not talking about Unite. We're talking about Pal World, the hit viral sensation of the, what, winter?
Yeah.
2023.
I think pretty much everyone has stopped playing it.
Yep.
We're doing it now.
It's a Pokemon with guns. It's a survival game.
Ugh.
It's a team-based online Ark Rust-type survival game with Pokemon.
Excuse me?
Ark, the game Ark. It's like dinosaurs.
Oh.
It's like Rust with dinosaurs.
That's not helpful. You're referencing things that are referencing other things that I do not understand.
We decided to get our feet wet with some pal. We decided to pal around.
Very,
pal world.
Very wet in terms of Tanner, who drowned a couple of times.
Several times. Let's get into it, Joshua. We loaded into your world, which means that I was at your mercy.
That's right.
You had already set up a little base by a little lake. It was lovely.
It's a beautiful,
as you pointed
beautiful
out,
spot.
And it was also kind of at the top of this bluff, so it was a little bit of a choke point.
And it only had one bridge to it. It's like northwest of the starting point, but then down several bluffs, and then there's a little bridge, and you got a nice pond.
The bridge to Tannerbithia. We should call it Tannerbithia.
We're not calling it that.
Okay.
And because of the bridge, there's just one choke point, and as we discovered when we were playing yesterday, you get raided randomly.
Yeah, by like villains. It's like the, what were the bad guys in Breath of the Wild called? Kagu Clan or something like that.
Oh, the ninjas.
Yeah.
Yiga clan.
The Yiga clan. Yeah, there's sort of these Yiga clan ninjas that come out of nowhere and just like, try to kill you.
Yeah.
With guns and knives.
It's rough.
And try to like destroy your base and steal your shit and kill your Pokemon. And that they're not called Pokemon in this game. They're called pals.
Yeah. We kept calling them Pokemon and we'll probably end up doing that during this episode. But they are pals.
Yeah.
They're your pals.
I was going to say, so sue us, but please don't sue us, Nintendo. I'm sorry. It's an easy mistake. If anyone, you should sue Pal World.
Yeah, it's sort of unbelievable. I bought Pal World as soon as it came out just because I wanted to get it before they got sued.
Yeah.
Or got a cease and desist, and they somehow haven't.
No.
But I only played for like an hour 2 months ago whenever it came out. And I was like, I hate this.
Yeah, bad.
I do not like survival games in general.
We got in there and we started chopping it up. And I would say that I'm ready, Josh, to give up everything. Stop recording a show about Pokemon.
Yeah, we've done enough.
Stop working for any reason or doing anything else and start just playing Pal World and recording Pokemon. I mean, Pal World Pokemon. Pal World podcast professionally.
Yeah. We're done with Pokemon.
Yeah. Because Pal World's what I'm all about now. Josh and I immersed ourselves, got nipple deep in the world of Pals this week. And I kept getting nipple deep in the sort of bottomless chasm of water that exists at the bottom of Pal World. Because I kept trying to climb up sheer cliffs and falling off.
If I may, is there fall damage?
Great question. Yes, we... The last thing we did before we hopped
Don't
on to
say
record
we.
Was...
It's Tanner. Tanner discovered this.
The last thing we did before we hopped on to record was take on the game's ultimate boss, Zoe and Buzz something.
Yeah, I don't know. Electabuzz ripoff.
Buzzbear. It looks like Totoro if Totoro was Electabuzz.
That's right.
And at the end, it puts you at the top of the, like, Clan Yiga Tower.
Yeah.
And I just leapt off like Assassin's Creed into a big lake at the bottom. Yeah. But the lake was only about shin deep.
Yeah.
So I did take fall damage. I did die. You had to carefully make your way down the cliff to rescue Daddy.
AKA simply take the waypoint that was at the top of the tower to go down to another waypoint that was at the bottom of the tower, which I think is probably why they placed it there.
By sheer coincidence, yesterday, when my character, Green Ring, logged into your character, Soren's world,
yeah,
I happened to be a sort of handsome, buff, silver fox, like white-haired man.
With some nice facial hair as well.
Yeah, who looks like sort of the dad of your character, who's a kind of like, what do you call like a young silver fox?
A twink? I think he's just
like
a twink.
A white-haired, like, anime twink boy.
Yeah.
So for the whole, I think, for pretty much the whole, like, three-hour, four-hour session we were playing yesterday and today, I was role-playing as your dad.
Yeah, and I'd be like, anything for you, Pop.
Really helped the characters come to life. Yeah.
Yeah. Tanner was my daddy.
Yeah.
He has more experience with that, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being a father, I guess I should say.
I was Josh's dad. Popping
in this podcast for the first time.
I was married to Josh's mother for many years. So, what happened first? You have to set up a base. It's not just Pokemon. It is Pokemon, except the Pokemon are called Pals, and you have to set up a base, and the Pokemon work there.
Yeah. They're also mean when you encounter them in the wild.
They can be a little randy, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of them, like, are really mean.
What was that one? So, I don't want to jump around. I guess we should talk about the mechanics, but that one, Relaxaurus.
Relaxaurus was a hurdle.
Killed both of us, I think, a few times.
We just had to end up, like, running in a big circle with it chasing one of us while... We could get far enough ahead to circle back and revive the other.
Yeah.
Then they would die and we'd have to kind of repeat the cycle.
Its
over
name
again.
Is a little, what's the word?
Relaxaurus.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
I wouldn't say so.
Not relaxing at all.
Stressaurus. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he was an early hurdle, but first we had to set up, there's all these little check. I will say this. You and I played, and I would say struggled through, about 4 hours of Pal World content to record today's episode.
Yeah.
In doing that, together, two adult men who play Pokemon games professionally,
that's right.
In playing Pal World for 4 hours straight, we managed to just beat the tutorial.
Yeah, that's it. And it was not easy.
No, we struggled.
And the only way that we even pulled off the final boss was that we had to... First of all, join a group. So we had to do it together because we both tried independently because we also couldn't even figure
Dreamed.
Out how to do it together until I had to Google it. But then we had to go in together and then we pulled it off, but only because I managed to maneuver behind a column and then Electra's.
You like pulled aggro on the like big electric bear.
Yeah. And he kept trying to hit me, but he couldn't because I was behind the column. And then Tanner was just popping off spears and arrows on him.
I ran out of arrows and had to just start hitting with my spear. And also, we can't get ahead.
Okay.
That's the final boss.
Let's set up the base.
There's a whole thing that happened first. We had to catch a bunch of woolies, little woolly guys.
Lamb balls, I think is the name.
And use their wool to make beds for us and our Pokemon.
I'll also say this. I feel like a lot of the Pokemon, pals, in this game are what we would name Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Because
sure.
The names are
Depresso.
Dumb, and it's, like, very obvious. It's just like, look at this thing. Lamb ball. It's a fucking lamb that looks like a ball.
What do you want from me? When I arrived in Fjellstad Island...
It's actually the Fairweather Islands. I will say I made it based on Arcanus Fairweather, my famous D&D character that you know.
Yeah. Famous among me and you.
So it's the Fairweather Islands.
I arrived in Fairweather Islands and you were like a primitive ape man living in rags without any shelter. And I had to teach you how to build a house.
Literally just had a campfire, no shirt, like barely any pants. And I'm just huddling by a campfire to like stay alive during the night.
The thing you have to do in this game is sort of like level up your base, and you do that by building all these amenities, which do like one of several things. They'll either make your pals happy by giving them like bed or a spa or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Hot springs. They love that.
They will generate resources for you. You need like stone and wood and this like glowing stone to make Pokeballs, essentially.
Palmium?
Palspheres? Palladium?
That's it. Maybe.
And then you need like a workbench and storage.
Yeah.
And then they'll take things. They'll fill the storage and they'll take things out of the workbench. And Josh figured out that like certain Pokemon are better at certain jobs. So you can like get everyone working very efficiently. Josh was really the stay-at-home son.
Yeah, I was managing the base for sure. I built most of the infrastructure, built the logging site.
You're like, oh, I hate management games, and then like you were just like refused to come like on Pokemon hunts with dad and stayed home and like built the base.
The sim games came back at me like with roaring fury because I loved all of the sim games growing up. Sim City, Sim Ant, Sim Tower.
Oh man, Sim Ant.
Sim Safari, Sim Golf. I got deep in that shit.
Nothing got like 8-year-old Tanner's heart rate higher than when like the water table would start to rise on Sim Ant and your tunnels would start to
nightmare.
Flood. And it was like, well, what am I supposed to do about that? I'm an under subterranean species.
And when those red ants invaded, oh, man. Woof. So that came back to me and I was like, all right, if we're playing this damn thing, I'm going to make this base run efficiently. And so I also figured out that the pals have passive abilities and some of them are, like a foreman.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like the guys from the YMCA.
Yeah, that's right.
They each have like a specialized skill that like can contribute to the base and or the Young Men's Christian Association in like some meaningful way.
So they will optimize for like different parts of the base.
That is all supposedly true. And it's something that Josh keeps telling me. And apparently Google keeps telling Josh. It doesn't seem as though they're generating any resources or making anything.
No, and I
or doing anything.
I often see the pals sleeping on the job, is what I would say.
Maybe that's on us. Maybe we're not good leaders.
Yeah, I don't know how to motivate that cat in particular. Kativa?
Don't get me started on the Chicky Picky either, because that one just like it literally says in like the readout of our like base Pokemon, it's like this Chicky Picky is lazy. You guys fucked up hiring this one.
Yeah, and I put like a Gamas, I think, was the logging site manager.
Chicopee.
And I've never seen him log. And it's also a big mass of goo.
I'm always the one over there logging.
Yeah, we are the ones who are doing most of the work.
I got shit to do. I should be out there like catching Mon, beating the tutorial.
Also say this while we're here. Gamas is Joshy's sweetie.
Ripboss was a utility player for sure. Really held down the fort back home.
And powerful. Well, powerful in the final boss fight, except I forgot to actually bring him for the one that we did successfully. But on my solo run, he was the only reason that I popped off any amount of damage. But Gumas, sort of a Deku scrub.
Oh, he's a little like
gooey,
ditto. Like a slime, maybe from like Dragon Quest II.
Yeah, that's right.
Got sort of a dumb look on his face. Yeah, ditto.
You watch them when they...
One of them is just called...
supposedly do their work. They sleep.
God, I love this game.
Gumas would water the berry plantation. And all of the animations were sort of a delight.
So there's a few we didn't see. I should say, I started my
more
own...
More than a few, I think.
I started my own game and like ended up in a different region and saw a lot more of these like intro Pokemon. But we caught Lifmunk, which is a little green leaf chipmunk.
Sort of a Pachirisu.
He's working in the base. We've caught Fox Sparks. You and I both have one on our team. We both
have... we love Fox Sparks.
Our item finder of the week attached to it, which is...
Fox Sparks Harness.
Fox Sparks Harness.
Yeah.
Which just turns your Fox Sparks into like a...
Flamethrower.
Yeah. Like you're playing Fortnite and you can just like step up to Grizzbolt and fucking torch his ass.
Yeah. It's a delight.
Well, and then there's Spark Kit, which I think is what evolves into Grizzbolt.
Do they evolve? Did we even figure that out?
I don't know. I'm assuming. The third one we didn't see is a water type duck, and he's got a very funny name that makes me love this game even more. His name is Fwack, which is just fuck and quack mixed together.
Oh, I do like that. Wow.
That's good.
I'm seeing one on here that's called Fuddler. Fuddler is pretty fun.
What was the other one? Demud?
Yeah, Demud.
Demud is good. It wasn't Demud. Yeah, it was Dumud. Dumb mode.
And Melpaca, the one that just looks like an alpaca.
The game owns everyone. I don't know why you didn't want us to play it. Why are you hiding this from us? Why are you keeping us this from us?
We didn't want to do it. And when I played for an hour on my own, I hated it, as I said. But once Tanner and I fleshed out last of yesterday's afternoon together, that was fun as hell.
Getting the base up and running.
And once you get the infrastructure set up, it's pretty good.
And then you start ticking off the tutorial stuff, and it starts to feel pretty fun. You start to find, like, a pretty nice variety of Pokemon. We, like, both got our asses creamed a couple times by, like, OP Pokemon that were just, like, way out of our league.
Yeah, the Mammoth one is a nightmare.
The Mammoth one we'll get to, because it was sort of the
yeah, we'll get to that.
We get through some of the checkpoints.
We're known famously for recounting the Pokemon lore very
well.
Very well and very thoroughly, I would say.
Yeah.
And I'll say this about Pal World. I don't think that there's a story at all. There's a syndicate.
What are the syndicate actually called? They're not called Yiga. Rain's Syndicate.
Yeah, we don't know who Rain is.
We don't know a lot about them, no. We do know that they are dead set on killing us.
Yeah, they raided our base a few times.
Every now and then we would find one of their sort of bases too, but it was sort of like Moblin bases in Breath of the Wild where if you cleared them out, they would sort of disappear.
Yeah.
But then I think they would come back again at like the Blood Moon or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
So we went all up and down the coast of this fucking...
Pal Earth?
Fairweather Island.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
And caught a bunch of pals. And I want to talk about those pals now. Because, you know, let's stop beating around the bush. This game's called Pal World. Let's start talking about these fucking pals.
Okay.
It's called Level Check.
Oh, Level Check.
I was going to say these are the teams we brought into the final battle, but it's actually the teams that we did everything with, and they're utility players, and you kind of have to do a lot with them.
Yeah.
We also sort of discovered pretty late into the process that you can hit 4 to command your pals,
yeah,
which I was doing to great effect to like kind of sick them on anything that moved around us, which often got us into a lot of trouble with like Relaxosaurus.
Yeah, and you killed a lot of pals that I wanted to capture because your pal was wailing on them.
Well, who are the pals you did manage to capture, Soren?
We had to capture 30 for one of the tutorial missions, but...
Not 30 different.
Right. It functions like Arceus or Let's Go, where if you capture many of the same Pokemon, I mean, pals, it will stack in terms of the EXP you get and benefits, etc.
Yeah.
So I think I probably caught like maybe a dozen different types.
Yeah.
I saw many. I got killed by many as well.
The thing that killed me the most was my own follies and not any individual pal.
Yeah. That was your thing.
Yeah.
My team became Chickipee.
Chickipee?
The chicken one?
Also a town in Massachusetts.
Really?
It's outside of Springfield.
Is it named in honor of that, do you think?
It's named after probably native people who lived
here. Yeah, that's probably right.
And by that, I mean pals.
And then who else did I have? I had a cat one. Kativa,
yeah.
Lots of those.
You can, by the way, you can name these things. Josh just chose not to. He didn't want any attachments to these because he knows it's just an interstitial episode.
Yeah.
Kativa, hey, also, Kativa, funny name.
Kativa is a funny name.
It's Cat Sativa.
Oh.
That's
weird.
I never
even thought about it like that. You're right.
This game owns.
How about this one that's called Jolt Hog? Guess
I
what?
Almost made your name Fjolt Hog, but then I thought that was...
Guess what? It's an electric hedgehog.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, there we go.
Sonic the Fjolt Hog.
I had that Fox Parks, the Firefox.
Fox Parks is cool.
That one's great.
Yep. Hookerties.
What the hell else did I... Oh, my...
You had Kremis.
My sweetie, also, Goomass.
Yep.
And then Kremis.
Kremis.
Which is hard to say.
Cream Puff Eevee.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way of saying it, actually. Yeah. And you can only have, just to avoid, you know, copyright infringement, you can only have 5 Pokemon, I mean, pals in your team, not 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they all do cool shit, too. They all have secondary abilities.
Yeah.
Which sometimes you have to unlock or earn.
And remember when I caught that big chicken? Big chicky,
and that didn't really go anywhere for us, though. It didn't benefit us in any meaningful way.
It did have a move called Lightning Bolt, which the other ones didn't have.
Okay.
And it was sort of like it looked like it was shiny.
It was big and sparkly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never really got to the bottom of
that. But I couldn't level it up enough to actually use it.
Can I tell you about Green Ring's team?
Mm-hmm.
Fox Parks, level 11. He's the one that I kept using the Fox Parks harness on to just completely torch Grizzbolt.
Yeah, Zoe's ace.
Tifant. Tifant's a little cute elephant. It's a water type elephant, and its special ability that you can use it for is it will shoot you with water to heal you, which is really nice.
That's very nice. Oh,
what?
I had a time with that the penguin one as well. It was pretty fun.
Oh, Pengatu or something.
Pingolet.
Like Pingolet, yeah.
Pingolet. Water type.
Daydream was my ringer. She's like a psychic type, I guess. Is that what that was?
I think so.
Dark. She's dark type.
They sort of phoned it in with the types. I think they're pretty much Pokemon types.
Well, there's only so many types of things, you know?
Yeah, Daydream, I was very jealous of that one.
Daydream also had my item finder. Because she had this thing called Dream Chaser, her partner skill, which meant that you could have one Pokemon out battling for you, in my case, Fox Barks, and then she would come out as well and battle for you, which is just a nice bonus.
Very nice. Yeah, I was jealous of that.
And then we did a big raid on one of the Rain Syndicate camps, and there was a cage in the center of it, and I unlocked the cage and got a little bonus Pokemon called Dazzy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Djinn.
Yeah, she's like a Djinn. She's a mix between like Ralts and Thundurus.
Yeah.
Like a cute little Raltsy Thundurus.
Except looks better than both of those, I would say.
Yeah. And then my last Pokemon was sort of my white whale this week. Josh and I both had to rush at it to take it down. It was the big deer, Ike Theurdeer.
Yeah. We really coveted those deer.
And they're not good.
And they were very hard to get.
They're just normal type. They don't seem to do much. They're sort of big and unwieldy. Mine are all 10s and 11s.
Once you put it into the base to start working, I was scared.
It's kind of big.
Once I saw that roaming around in the base, I was like, what's happening? Help me.
So the challenge, Joshua, was we had to work our way up, build up our base, train our Pokemon, get our gear in tip-top shape, and go down to the bottom of the hill to take on Zoe and Grizzbolt inside the Rain Syndicate Tower.
And we'll tell you about that after this break.
Okay, great.
Got ya.
You didn't get me, you just cut me off.
Oh, you were doing it? You were doing it?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back.
What are we calling our fans for this interstitial?
I hate to say it, but I guess you're like lamb ball catchers.
Lamb ball catchers? That sounds bad.
I know, but the first mission in the tutorial is to catch five of them.
There aren't really trainers, so we can't really call them a trainer. We met a wandering merchant who spent a lot of time wandering around in a pond. I think a lot of the pathing is not really
Yeah, a lot of things kept wandering into our pond, including me. I kept wandering into our pond quite a bit. When you're swimming, you can't attack, so things would get stuck in our pond. Enemies would get stuck in our pond, and then like it was impossible to hit them.
Unless we made more arrows, and we frequently ran into economic issues, and we didn't always have arrows.
Lazy pals.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that that fucking cat was sleeping on the job all the time, and he was supposed to be running the stone quarry.
You and I both took a run at Zoe independently, thinking that it's the tutorial. Surely,
it's gotta be easy. I think we were both level 11.
Yeah,
going in.
Yeah, she's level like I don't know.
Well,
what she
yeah, unclear.
They don't have levels. Grizzbolt had 42,000 HP.
30,000 on a solo run, and when we went in together, 42,000. And I think on my run solo, I clocked maybe 5,000 off that, yeah, and I then I got killed.
I think I got 1,000. Yeah. So we decided to try it again this morning before we recorded. Go in, like actually Google how to do it. They don't make it easy. They're like, here's what you have to do. Go there at the exact same time as someone else who you are
in a
like,
guild,
close friends
guild
with.
We're in a bad boys club is our guild.
You have to approach the door and you all have to like hit F in a like confounding sequence of taps and holds.
And then also,
and if you're lucky,
it will take.
You'll be able to go in with your friend. So we went in, you pulled aggro on this thing fucking immediately, and he was just ripping through your team.
Oh, yeah. He killed all of them except, weirdly, Pengillet, the penguin one.
Yeah, Pengillet. What an odd thing to name a Pokemon after. They named him after Pengillet, the magician of Penn and Teller fame.
Oh, that's Penn's full name?
Yeah.
Great.
Isn't that odd?
It's a fun facty.
This is a weird game. They made some weird choices.
Yeah, I also made the weird choice of specifically being like, oh, I know Gumas is super effective against this thing because it's like ground type or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it had been
and
killed
then we, like,
on
waited
the previous
around.
Around when I went solo and then had to resurrect it. And we were waiting around for 10 minutes and then I forgot.
The way you resurrect a dead pal is by dropping it in your pal box, which is like if you've ever played No Man's Sky, it's a little like your kind of base builder.
That's helpful because
Home Beacon.
No one has ever played that game, so good reference.
Except me for about 300 hours.
Shit. You really put that amount of time in that?
There's a few games that are like fallback games for me. RimWorld, No Man's Sky, Morrowind, where it's just like, I don't want to think about this. I just want to like play a video game, you know? Yeah.
That's like a Civilization for me.
Yep. We went in. She pulled aggro. She started tearing through your guys. My Daydream and my Fox Sparks were doing quite a number on her.
Oh, yeah.
And Daddy's Bow and Arrow was really taking pot shots off of her, too.
Yeah, we went in there with like 100 arrows each.
Yeah, my bow broke before too long, so I didn't even get to use all my arrows. But I think I figured out before it did break that if you hit Zoe... Oh, the game's very violent, by the way. We didn't get guns, but you can get guns.
Yeah, we didn't make it to the gun part yet.
Yeah, and the Pokemon can have guns, too. But we didn't give any of our Pokemon guns.
When I was Googling this game... I saw a couple of the Pokemon, I mean, pals, have abilities, like their moves involve guns. One of them has, I think that Tanzee, actually, I think is the one, the monkey.
Yeah.
You.
By the way, that's my You Make Me Barf pal of the week.
Yeah, so Tanzee is just another elemental monkey, like in Pokemon.
It looks like Seaman.
Bad.
Like the Dreamcast game, Seaman.
Oh, yeah. And you were Sea Dad in that also.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a Seaman phase when we worked at Major Media Company.
That's true. Yeah. We had a Dreamcast in the office and we played Seaman for a little bit for some
reason.
Yeah.
And Tanner was our manager and we called him Sea Dad. And fortunately, there wasn't an HR department at the time. So that was all fine.
I was the Sea Dad to the our Seaman. The team's Seaman.
Yeah. I wouldn't say
which I don't
that
think
way.
We did a very good job of raising.
No.
But I guess that's what happens if you leave a Dreamcast at like a company that has pretty an open door policy. I would
very
say.
Open door on a lot of things at the time. Yeah, Tanzee, ugly. It's again, why do people keep trying to do these elemental monkeys? It's bad. It's not a good idea.
I like the weed leaf on his head. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's like a cool... What's the opposite of dog whistle?
Just to wrap up the gun thing, I saw that he gets a move called Cheery Rifle.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So they can innately wield guns.
Great.
And then apparently we all know, I think, anyone who has looked up this game, you can eventually build like a... munitions plant, it seems like.
That's great. That's what I want. I'm sad we're never going to revisit the game because we have to go play stinky Pokemon Unite with Greg next
yeah
week.
And then we got to play that fucking pile of crap Scarlet and Violet.
Well, you know what, I hope there's collectible. We saw collectibles, effigies in this game that we have to keep collecting, which looked like little crystal Pokemon, so
yeah,
I feel like I've already got a little taste of it, you know? I'll just, when I'm grinding through Scarlet Violet, I'll just dream of my days in Fairweather
Islands. That sounds beautiful, by the way.
Back in Pal World.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about how you decided to end our run of Pal World?
Yeah, we had a pretty impressive base. We beat Zoe and Grizz. We came back. We were kind of decompressing. We put all our loot in our boxes. And then there's this... pesky god, what was it called?
Its little subtitle is the King of the Forest, but it was actually called Mamarest.
There's a huge level 35 Mamarest with a boss icon next to his name, glowing red boss icon.
It's like a mammoth but with a bunch of like moss and like plants on it.
Yeah, it looks like the Mamoswine, not the big Pokemon that's a mammoth with the big eyes.
Oh, tusks. Raja. The one that's fun to say.
No, not that one. Mammoth Pokemon.
Mamoswine?
Not Mamoswine. Yeah, Mamoswine. It looks like a mix of Mamoswine and Meganium. Is that who I'm thinking of? No, not Meganium. The Banana Chin.
No?
Banana Chin.
Oh. Tropius. Tropius.
Yeah, it looks like Tropius and Mamoswine mixed
together.
Yeah,
that's it.
But except it's huge. And it kept sort of like sniffing around our base. And I kept kind of forgetting to turn off aggro mode on our Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because I like to just keep it on so they would just like attack anything that got too close. But now, every now and then, that thing would get too close. So we'd have to like disengage and try to run it out. But to end our session... We are high off of the success of taking down Zoe and Grizzbolt. I thought like...
One person in particular.
Surely. Yeah. Surely we could do this, you know?
It's level 34, by the way.
Yeah. So I activated all of our Pokemon in the base,
it to a full aggro mode, and I went up to it with
and
my
I
spear.
Was just like quietly
bone
like,
arrow is still broken
maintaining the base. I'm like making more items or doing something.
I charged at it, I hit it, aggroed it, pulled it into the base, got all of the Pokemon attacking it, eventually was overwhelmed pretty quickly. Had to run inside of our house, which is made out of like sticks and logs.
Yeah.
He crushed, destroyed the house, killed me.
Destroyed the house.
I was trying to flee back. Daddy was trying to flee back to you, hiding behind the workbench, but you were overloaded because you had picked up all the stone because you were trying to build arrows. Yeah. So you couldn't get to me. I couldn't get to you because I was crawling like Fortnite. Yep. You get like 90 seconds if you're in a team to like be recovered by your teammate.
Before you lose all of your shit.
He was still in the base just running roughshod.
Destroying it. And he has like a earthquake style move where he just started demolishing our entire base.
Yeah, it was like the scene in Terminator 2. It was just like we both just got like wiped out. Like the shockwave just destroyed both you, me, and everything in the base. And then we logged off and started recording.
Yeah,
so
quit.
We'll have to log in and see if it's still
hopefully
there.
Maybe it didn't save, and that won't be happening, but I suspect it is, and probably will never recover from that, and will never play Pal World again.
Yeah, but it was fun, and honestly, it was way more fun than I expected it to be.
Yeah, me too.
I think the real key is to get on with a friend, or else it's like probably pretty grindy.
Yeah, I think unless you have a predisposition toward survival games, which I don't,
yeah,
you would probably have a good time solo, but this game was only fun when Tanner and I were playing together. But it was very fun when we were online.
Yeah. So get some friends together, give it a shot, or don't. I don't care. Let's get back into Unite next week. Greg will come on. We'll teach him a thing or two about...
Yeah, we'll put him in his place.
Running mid lane.
You go central?
Is there even a central lane?
If you jungle,
or is it just top and bottom? Oh, I'm jungling, buddy.
Oh, I don't. No, I don't jungle. No.
Nothing puts the intimidation factor into someone like looking into the woods and seeing a pair of like red green ant eyes looking back at them, you know, charging out of the woods.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, I think I could name on one hand and probably one finger the number of times I've seen a greedent. Other than you. Nobody plays that thing.
Yeah, no one else can handle it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the most technically complex Pokemon in Unite. I think everyone agrees.
That's usually what the subreddit says, I think.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back next week. Greg will be on. We'll talk about Pokemon Unite. And then we're off to Scarlet Violet. So get your lizard Pokemon motorcycles ready. Rum, 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 rum.
Oh, speaking of that Meridian that's in Pokemon Unite.
Yeah.
That's Mayor Cheat. We'll talk about it.
Oh, I haven't encountered it yet. I'll have to get in. Great. All right, Joshua, in the meantime, you've been Fiel Presso. I have been Tanner Z. This has been Experience Share. It's a Pal World podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts and do follow us at EXPSharePod on Twitter, Instagram, X, Threads.
Twitter and X.
Reddit. I just like I'm in the wind.
Yeah. And you could also go to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. And you can buy some merch if you want. We have that.
No, we don't. We don't have Pal World merch.
Oh,
sorry.
You're right. Yeah. I'll
we should
fix
have
that
some.
In post. We don't have Pal World merch.
But we do have Pokemon merch if you're into that shit. And sorry, it's actually not Pokemon merch. It's actually Experience Share merch, and it's legally and trademarkily distinct.
Whatever we were able to get through on TeePublic that Nintendo did not issue a takedown notice for, and you can buy that at expsharepod.com.
Imagine the stuff that Nintendo did give us a takedown notice for.
Ooh, oh,
that's the
buddy.
Good shit. All right, Joshua. See you next week, Bug.
What did we call them?
Wool.
Lamballs.
Lamball catchers.
Lamball catchers.
Lamball babies.
That's good.
We'll see you next week back in Unite Town. Eos.
Smell you later.